Mr. Chairman and friends, the present series of lectures, as those of you who came last week will not need to be reminded, began in what we might well describe as the depth of winter. And they will end, if we are able to carry them to a successful conclusion, as we do hope, they will end more or less round about the beginning of spring. And in between these two events, the beginning of the series and the end of the series, in the course of these 8 weeks during which the talks will be going on, there will have been in the world about us, in the world surrounding us, what we may describe as a rebirth, as an awakening of nature herself. In fact, we might even go so far as to say, we might even be so bold as to say that that awakening, that rebirth, has already begun. In the course of the week, even today, the weather has been unusually mild, unusually fine. We're told it's the mildest January for 20 years. And myself, when I looked out of the window while preparing these notes, when I saw blue skies, clear blue skies, floating white clouds, I thought just for one moment that I was back in India, back in Kalimpong. But when, of course, I looked up into the blue sky for some glimpse of the Himalayas, I didn't see any Himalayas. I saw rows and rows of rooftops and chimney stacks and spires and so on. And I realized, of course, that after all, I was back in London, in the middle, or rather towards the end of January. But be that as it may, we know, we feel sure in our bones that spring is in fact on the way, and it is therefore perhaps appropriate that tonight's lecture should deal with another kind of awakening, with another kind of rebirth, on another plane, should deal, in short, with a spiritual awakening, an awakening of the heart, an awakening of the spirit, should deal with an awakening of which spring herself, nature, in all her glory, is often regarded as the most appropriate symbol. So tonight's talk, tonight's lecture, is entitled The Awakening of the Bodhi Heart. And as you've just been reminded, it's the second in our series on aspects of the Bodhisattva ideal.